Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, yeah. It's almost the weekend. Trying to figure out who's going to be the Browns' next head coach. Trying to figure out if your quarterback can fit into his scheme. Trying to figure out what you watched last night as you were watching college football and that fantastic ending with Miami and Ole Miss. What a game that was. And, you know, kicking back, relaxing, and heading into one of the first weekends of the year here with plenty to watch when it comes to the NFL playoffs. My name is Andy Baskin. His name is Jeff Phelps, and Jeff is not here. Hello, Jeff? Nope, Jeff's definitely not here. So Dan Menigan sits in today on a little edition of Baskin and Phelps. The one thing is, crickets, we've been doing this too long, haven't we?
Yeah, he's a delight. And I do enjoy cattle prodding him quite a lot.
You are pretty good at it.
I enjoy it.
I go through phases.
He needs it every so often.
I know. When you've done a show with a guy for 14, some better parts of the last two decades between radio and television, it's interesting.
We all need it.
Yeah,
it's good for everyone to be cattle prodded every so often and to get kind of fired up and to get into some, you know, good arguments and all that kind of stuff that makes you think.
Well, he has the day off so he can relax, chill out, not have to argue with anybody other than maybe the dog. I don't know who else he would argue with today. There are a lot of things going into this weekend that I want to touch on over the next 4 hours as we chill out and get ready. By the way, how awesome is it to drive around town and not see any snow? I'm good with it.
I'm in. This has been awesome. And especially the fact that, like, I don't want to say this too loudly. I think I'm going to go home and, like, open some windows.
Oh, I thought you said you were going to go home and mow the lawn.
No. We're not there. That's pushing.
Get some marks on the lawn if you're going to keep doing that. So.
All those leaves up that I missed the first time around.
I just hope we're not going to pay for this in like 2 weeks with a blizzard.
Well, but we always had this.
I know.
We always used to have this like 3-day stretch where it would hit the 50s or the 60s around here. And then it would go back into winter. You know, there was always that like trick 3 days.
Yeah, it's a weird little stretch we're in here, but that's all right. I'll take it. It was raining pretty hard last night. Woke me up a couple times. Not a big deal.
Sorry to hear that.
That's okay. I can't tell you the last time. I can tell you the last time I slept 20-some years ago before we had kids.
You'll get there.
I can't remember the last time I had a full night's sleep.
You'll get there.
Cannot remember it, not once. All right, so we've got a couple things going on with the Browns coaching search. Well, let's start there, and let's talk about where we're at in this thing and what we want. Because, I got a text last night from some friends. We're just kind of talking about what the situation is and who's here. And like they were asking about Robert Saleh. And I was like, yeah, you know what? A lot of places seem to have him on the list, at least somebody that the Browns need to talk to. Chris Shula. There's a lot of names there, Cliff Kingsbury, that you go back and forth on. And then you start asking yourself, do we want an experienced head coach to take over the Browns? Is that what we're looking for? Or do you want a young up-and-comer that could be here for a while and you could kind of cut your teeth with, knowing where the organization is and what the franchise looks like moving forward, and knowing that you don't have, you're just not all in on a quarterback right now. I know that there are folks that think Shedeur Sanders is all in on a quarterback, but I think the next head coach has got to have the leeway to be able to say, you know what, maybe this isn't the right direction we're going in. And I don't know that Kevin had that power either going into this last year, or if he did, he may have pushed the button too far with Gabriel, and maybe that's why he's not here anymore. So when you look at the situation the Browns are in right now, you can ask yourself this really simple question. Do we want an experienced head coach who has head coaching experience? That's obviously where the experience part comes from. And then, or do we want to take somebody who hasn't done this yet and maybe has been calling play? Like, I do think if you're going to bring in an offensive mind guy or defensive guy, they need to have at least called plays. I just, the thought of bringing in a head coach who hasn't called plays really is like unsettling to me. So, Dan, let's backtrack. Where are we on the search? And, you know, they talked to our coordinators yesterday. What's next?
Right. So they talked to the Browns coordinators yesterday of Jim Schwartz and Tommy Rees. They did both on the same day, which, by the way, the morning show was talking about a little bit. Do you see that as kind of a slap in the face to those two guys of doing both of them on the same day?
Not at all.
I don't either.
I don't think it's a big deal. Why would it be a slap in the face?
Well, more of like if you are, you know, serious candidates. Like, so today they've got Adam Durdy in, who is the defensive coordinator of the Seattle Seahawks. He is also from Middlesex, England.
Oh.
Initially as well. So, make sure we've got some tea ready for him around 2 o'clock and maybe a couple biscuits. Nothing wrong with any of those things and you know, the EPL along the way. So we'll talk to him. You know, he's in town today, and he seems to be the only one that is in town today, where yesterday they did both of them together. Well, not together, but on the same day. So that's where we sit right now.
So is he kind of like the reverse Ted Lasso? Is that what you're saying?
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, I guess so.
He'd be the reverse.
You could call it that way.
Ted Lasso.
Inverse, yeah. Ted Lasso?
Yeah.
Get behind that. He's been around the league for a while, too. He worked with the Cowboys for a little bit. He's bounced around.
Okay.
But, yeah, he's the DC for Seattle.
Pip, pip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the curse words are all relatively the same.
They sound better, though.
Yeah, they do.
Why do curse words sound better with a traditional old English accent?
You're right.
They're more meaningful.
It hurts more.
I think they get it a little. It's become such a normal part of our vocabulary outside of being on the air.
It's valid.
It does sound a little bit better, though, when there's a little bit of an accent to it.
Yeah. Okay. So he's in town there. I don't think it's a slap in the face to those guys either. I personally, it depends on the background of the guy. Like, Cliff Kingsbury does nothing for me.
Okay.
I have no interest in having Cliff Kingsbury as the head coach.
Odds makers like him, though. I don't know why.
I have watched Cliff Kingsbury, the head coach. I've watched Cliff Kingsbury's offense. There is a defined ceiling to it where he runs out of ideas. He's pretty good in the run game, surprisingly, but his passing game runs out of ideas. You've seen it with Jaden Daniels a couple different times where it just seems like, you know, it hit a certain point in the playbook where he came to an end and it said the end on the end of it. And then it just turned into what's the next play call to evolve off of this? And it's, you know, two palms in the air. So I am not a Cliff Kingsbury guy. I don't love Mike McDaniel as the head coach, but I love him as an offensive coordinator. But it's one of those, if you love a guy as an offensive coordinator, Andy, you're probably going to have to hire him as a head coach, because those are the kind of guys that get hired as head coaches quite often. I like Mike McDaniel in a dark room with film rolling where he could just build an offense and be Mike McDaniel and be kind of an oddball and entertaining and all of that kind of stuff, instead of him being the spokesman for my team.
I guess the word that caught me off guard last night was retread. Mike McCarthy. Is that a retread?
Very much so.
Yes. So,
and again, I've made my Mike McCarthy thoughts known at this point. It's just piling on. I am not a fan. I will not be a fan. I am very appreciative for the Super Bowl ring. Thank you. Thank you for your time. We've got it from here.
So who would be on that retread list?
Robert Saleh I would do, because I think he got the short end of the stick at the Jets. I think the whole Aaron Rodgers thing and Woody Johnson and the way that that looked would make a lot of sense to me. You could talk me into that.
Kind of the way the Giants are looking at the Browns situation for Kevin Stefanski?
Yeah.
Or any other team that would look at Kevin Stefanski and say, you know, it was in Cleveland. Come on, man.
Like, exactly. Exactly.
Give this guy a chance. You know, hey, he finally took him to the playoffs and, you know, they stuck him with this quarterback. They put him with that quarterback and, you know, they're always in fourth place, and really, where are they going with this thing? And they've got great talent, but they never know how to use it. And
if the Packers were to fire Matt LaFleur, I would pick him up at the airport. I would meet him in Titletown and just go, I am so sorry. Let me help you load those things into your car. Now, please get on my private plane and sign this contract. Like, that guy knows what he's doing. He is a fantastic coach. If the Packers let him go, they've lost their minds. So, like, that would be a retread that you could interest me in. John Harbaugh would be a retread you could interest me in as well. What about you? Do those guys do it for you? Or is it the same that I look at it, where there's some guys that you feel that way about and other guys that you're just like, no, I'm done?
I mean, I'm just all in on hiring someone that has experience. And, you know, even if it's, like, to me, I just think if you feel like you had some consistency that was working, and if you really felt like, and this goes back to what Jimmy said the other day, that the roster was good enough to win, well, then isn't it easier just to tweak the head coach and leave a lot of things in place, especially since they're under contract already, and then kind of move forward? I still feel like, and I don't know if I'm reminiscing about the past, that we're sitting in the days, and Indians fans will understand this, Guardians fans, that, you know, there were the days before they moved down over to Gateway, right? And so they were at the old ballpark. Teams were horrible. We didn't care. They were our teams. But then all of a sudden something happened once it was out, you know, they're leaving the ballpark. Then they, you know, they brought in guys that were able to build the minor leagues. Then you got this crop of guys that came in with Ramirez and Tomy and Bell and these guys that were like working their way through this thing. And then they started to grow and grow and grow. And then by the time they hit the new ballpark, they were ready to fly. And the only thing that stopped them early on was a strike. So, and then they took off after that. I kind of feel like we're on the beginning of the belt that will take us up. You know how you hit the roller coaster and you get that chain belt that starts taking you up?
Yeah, chug.
I kind of feel like we're at the bottom and we're starting, we're going to, like, this last rookie class kind of got the car kind of in a spot where now it's slanted, starting to go up. It's going up the hill. And I feel like at some point, if they can get, you know, once they get to the dome, that they want to have that team in place and ready to roll and have you excited about a playoff team that is going to be moving into a new building that is going to, you know, like, take off at that point. I think if you could do that in the perfect world, that's what it would look like. I don't know that you can actually execute that, especially in football. But they did it in baseball, and they made the investment in the minors, and then moved it up. So was the investment then in the NFL, is it in the draft? And if it was, okay, step one was pretty good, if you want to look at last year only.
Right. I've always thought the same way, that there are steps to this whole thing.
Yeah.
That, you know, you kind of get to different levels and then you find yourself to the top level. Is the reason you're saying you want a veteran coach because you want a culture set?
Yeah, I want young players to understand the game. I really do. And I want them to be able to grow and develop. You know, I think they need... I mean, if any coach that I would say is probably a winner already, so it doesn't really matter when you say, I think they need this. They need someone that's going to be able to take, especially these young guys that they are drafted and will be drafting, and work them in the right direction. But if you don't have a quarterback, it doesn't matter. So that's where I'm torn on the, is Deshaun Watson really coming back? Could he be your starter next year? And where is Shedeur Sanders on the learning curve? Like, is Shedeur ready to take off? Is ownership and the front office getting behind a young quarterback who started games last year that you're willing to let him start next year? If you listen to the press conference the other day, that does not seem to be the fit. The fit seems to be like they want to bring in someone with some experience to drive an offense that can move forward. But they still got to rebuild the entire offensive line. There are too many question marks to make me think I want to bring in someone who's never done this before. And maybe you bring in a veteran coach, and that veteran coach may not make it to the dome either. But someone who's got to take the ship, send it in the right direction, and point it forward. This going back and forth and trying to figure out where you're going and trying to fight through whatever the quarterback may be or whatever the roster is going to look like. I mean, there's too much turmoil. They need someone that can take a ship that is, you know, just going back and forth in the ocean and straighten things out and find some calm water. What is that going to be, though? Is that a young coach, which I don't see, an older coach with experience that's ready for a second shot? Maybe that's where we're going with this thing, and that's what I'm kind of like, that's where I want to go. Experienced coach that knows how to get the ship going in the right direction, and he's got the ability to take young talent and make it better every time they step out on the field. What do you want? You want the proven coach or you want the unknown? 216-474-0092, 216-474-0092. Dan Menigan is in today for Jeff. Also, Brian Anderson is going to join us in the 11 o'clock hour.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.